Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Steve, and 10 in the morning on KNSS. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward, 27 degrees at 8:30. Thousands of teachers have gone on strike in Los Angeles for the first time in 30 years, impacting the education of more than 600,000 students.
Sean Meredith is a parent with a daughter at an LAUSD school, and he said from the picket line that the district does have the money, in his opinion, to hire more nurses, counselors, and teachers. He says some classes are nearing 50 kids.
They just say, well, that's all we can do. I don't buy it, and I know that there's a lot they can do.
The district superintendent, Austin Buettner, says they've committed some money to higher wages and more staffing, but that they're going to be running a deficit soon.
We're in discussions with the governor, with the mayor, with the state superintendent of public education.
The union says money allocated by the governor should go toward meeting their demands as well. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The man who ran over a Wichita police officer nearly 2 years ago has been sentenced to more than 28 years in prison. 33-year-old Justin Terrazas was sentenced Monday to the more than 28 years, which will run consecutive to an 11-year sentence in a separate case from Ellsworth County. Prosecutors say Terrazas ran over Officer Brian Arterburn while fleeing in a stolen vehicle in February of 2017 as Arterburn placed spike strips on a street in South Wichita. During sentencing, Terrazas apologized to the officer.
I just want them to know, specifically, Mr. Arterburn, this is not who I am. It's not what I do. I don't go out looking to harm law enforcement.
Arterburn spent nearly 10 months in hospitals in Colorado and Texas. He returned to Wichita in November of 2017 and took a medical retirement from the police department last year. KSN News reports that Arterburn is back in hospital to undergo another brain operation. An arbitrator has found that a Kansas military school failed to supervise its cadets and intentionally inflicted emotional distress in 2014 on a bullied student.
The 11-year-old boy was later allegedly raped and sodomized by his harasser in a dorm room. An over $369,000 arbitration award last month against St. John's Military School and its endowment fund was made public Monday when the family's attorney filed a procedural motion in the case seeking a court order. The Salina School and its attorneys did not immediately respond to the emails seeking comment. The arbiter also found St. John's was suffering from decreasing enrollment and did little review of applicants to determine their own safety or the safety of other students. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
The man accused of killing a Wisconsin couple and kidnapping their teen daughter made his first court appearance yesterday.
Jake Patterson is charged with two counts of first-degree intentional homicide as well as kidnapping and armed burglary. He appeared in court through a video feed from the Barron County Jail as prosecutors called him a danger to the public. Bail was ultimately set at $5 million. Patterson told investigators he decided to kidnap the 13-year-old after seeing her get on a school bus. But he says he did not know her name or even her parents' names until after she was taken. Kloss was able to finally escape while he was out of the house. His lawyer acknowledges the severity of the accusations and the toll it's taken on the small Barron community. So far, police have not commented on any potential molestation the heroic teen might have endured, but the district attorney says there could be more charges on the way. In Barron, Wisconsin, Matt Finn, Fox News.
And now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Moisture moving in with cold air in place will give us some widespread dense freezing fog early on, and it may take a while for that to move out. By this afternoon, we become partly cloudy with a high 48. Freezing fog again after midnight, our low 31, and some light drizzle early tomorrow with Wednesday's high near 40. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now fog and mist in 27 degrees, south wind at 3 miles per hour. 8:35 now, Steve and Ted, and we have lost a giant in the theater world, Ted. Ted Woodward with the Blur this morning, entertainment news, right, Ted?
Yeah, we sure have. We learned about the death today of Broadway legend Carol Channing, who has passed away at the age of 97.
Hello, Carol Channing's career spanned decades on Broadway and TV, but she was best known for one character in particular.
It's so nice to be back home where I feel
the title role from Hello, Dolly. She won a Tony for it in 1964 and played the role in almost 5,000 performances on Broadway and beyond. Channing also appeared in movies, earning an Oscar nomination, and was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame. Her publicist says she died of natural causes early this morning in California. She had suffered strokes twice in the past year. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And we'll hear some more from Carol Channing coming up later in The Blur. A few people had to share prizes at the Critics' Choice Awards.
For the second time in its 24-year history, Sunday night's Critics' Choice Awards saw not one, but two ties on the same night. Amy Adams for Sharp Objects and Patricia Arquette for Escape at Dannemora were co-winners in the Best Actress in a Limited Series or Movie Made for Television category, while Lady Gaga and Glenn Close tied for Best Actress. Close won for The Wife and Gaga won for A Star is Born. Other notables on the night included the foreign language film Roma, winning Best Picture and also Best Director, while Christian Bale won the award for Best Actor in a Comedy Movie for his portrayal of Vice President Dick Cheney in Vice. Mike Gunzelman, Fox News.
And the Screen Actors Guild is apparently not happy with the Film Academy that runs the Oscars.
The Screen Actors Guild came out with a terse statement directed at the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, asking them to back off from telling actors not to appear at other award shows. SAG says in a statement on their website that it received multiple reports that the organization that runs the Oscars is pressuring actors to appear only at next month's Academy Awards. There are several award shows leading up to the Oscars. This year, the Oscars will not have a host, depending solely on their presenters. SAG says it's utterly outrageous and unacceptable and is asking the Academy to cease this inappropriate action. SAG Awards air on TNT January 27th. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
There's a new top photo on Instagram. Not quite what you'd expect.
I love it.
Move over, Kylie Jenner. A picture of a plain brown egg has cracked the top spot on Instagram, becoming the most liked photo of all time. It all started when the Instagram account World Record Egg encouraged people to like the photo with the sole purpose of beating Kylie Jenner's record-holding baby announcement picture. In just 10 days, the post racked up 26 million likes, besting Jenner's pick by a whopping 8 million. So how did Jenner respond to this exciting news?
Really high. Okay.
The reality star shared a video that shows her cracking an egg on the pavement, writing, "Take that, little egg." But it turns out Jenner was in on the joke all along, as she liked the egg photo as well. Carly Shimkus, Fox News.
You know who once promoted the world's largest egg as a promotion many years ago? Babe Ruth. It's a true story.
What?
Yeah, it was the world's largest egg, and he was brought in by his agent to promote it. Got paid big money, too.
Oh, my gosh.
The big egg.
Wow. That's good stuff. Let's take a look at what's going on in the world of music.
I'm Michelle Polino. Ariana Grande is making big plans this year. Not just one big festival, but the pop singer is now headlining two of the biggest festivals in the country. According to Variety, the Thank You Next singer is headlining Lollapalooza. This follows her recent announcement that she will be headlining Coachella. The Chicago Grant Park Festival happens the first weekend in August. Following Lady Gaga's move to remove her collaboration with R. Kelly from streaming services, the band Phoenix, Celine Dion, and Chance the Rapper have all pulled or are pulling collaborations with the accused R&B singer. Kelly has been accused of physical and sexual abuse by several women. The accusations have been ongoing for years, but have come to a head with the airing of a Lifetime docuseries. And The Who are back. The rock band is hitting the road with a brand new summer and fall tour titled Moving On, with a new album with new songs set for release later this year. Tickets on sale now. That's Fox Rocks on Fox News.
It's a story you've heard today on Steve and Ted in the Morning, and it was one of the topics last night on the Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS.
A woman was recently banned from a Texas Walmart after driving an electric shopping cart around the parking lot for several hours while drinking wine from a Pringles can. Also, I should add, it was 9 o'clock in the morning. If you ever wanted to know what my goals for retirement are, that's pretty much it.
And we told you earlier in the blur about the death of Carol Channing, Broadway legend at the age of 97, just a couple of weeks shy of her 98th birthday. She made tons of appearances on TV, basically right. playing herself a lot of the time. She's such a larger-than-life personality, she didn't really play characters all that much, just herself.
A very distinctive way of talking.
Oh, of course. And here's an appearance that she made playing a rather randy character on The Drew Carey Show.
Oh, my God, it's you, it's Carol Channing.
Get back in your truck. Any minute now, this whole thing is going to break wide open.
Wide open? This car's as far as the eye can see.
So what are you calling me, a liar? Because I think you're calling me a liar.
Look, I don't want any trouble. We just drove in from Cleveland to see a Yankees game, okay?
Oh, you came all that way? Well, let me help you to get there a little faster. In the freaking truck.
Ooh, wow. And here's a little Carol Channing from back in the day on Laugh-In.
Hey, sugar. Could I have a chicken salad sandwich, please?
Sure. Chicken salad sand. Hey, aren't you the man that sold me a used car?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, well, when I bought it, you said it was new. And now I just found out it was actually 2 years old.
Oh, well, it is 2 years old, but it's never been driven before. This bread tastes like it's a month old.
It is a month old, but it's never been eaten before.
Okay. There you go, little Carol Channing, multiple Tony winner, Golden Globe winner, Oscar nominee for Thoroughly Modern Millie. She lost that year to Estelle Winwood, Bonnie and Clyde.
Oh, yeah.
Carol Channing. And just kind of a fascinating career. And along the way, when you have that long a career, you end up with some interesting tidbits. She, in 1973, it came to light during the Watergate hearings that Carol Channing was on Nixon's enemies list. Okay. She has subsequently said that her appearance on that list was the highest honor in her career.
Wow.
And she's the answer to a very interesting trivia question that has to do with sports, which you might not think with Carol Channing.
Nope.
Super Bowls 1, 2, and 3, the halftime entertainment, was marching bands. But the NFL decided it needed to goose it up for Super Bowl 4, bring in a huge entertainer. Who was that entertainer?
Carol Channing.
Carol Channing.
Wow.
Performed at the Super Bowl 4 halftime. That was the Super Bowl the Kansas City Chiefs won. Chiefs over the Vikings in Super Bowl 4. The show was built around the Southern University marching band performing a tribute to Mardi Gras. They trotted out Carol Channing and a bizarre reenactment of the 1815 Battle of New Orleans, waged by actors dressed in period costume, firing cannons, and pretending to fall dead on the turf. Channing sang "When the Saints Go Marching In." It was such a good performance, they invited her back 2 years later for Super Bowl VI. She is the only performer to ever perform twice at the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Carol Channing, of all people. Wow. She's passed away today at the age of 97. God bless her. That's entertainment news in the blur with Stephen Ted.
844 now. Keep it here for a Wichita Business Journal update with editor Bill Roy. Airbus is looking to save money on production. That's coming up, Stephen Ted, on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.